Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning we traveled to Munhall to visit St. Teresa of Lisieux School. The school was founded back in 1954 and led by the Sisters of Charity, who taught and served as principal of the school through 2015. The mission of St. Teresa School community is to inspire students to be Christ-centered, lifelong learners. In the spirit of the Little Way of St. Therese, the school integrates Catholic values into the curriculum. Students learn responsibility and accountability and help them understand service, leadership, and their calling in the world and in the church. And my guest this morning on this Groundhog Day is John Kuniak. He is the principal at St. Teresa of Lisieux. John, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father. Happy to be here.
And happy Groundhog Day.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Now, John, you are a product of Catholic education, and you had attended St. Elizabeth of Hungary Elementary School in Pleasant Hills and Seton LaSalle High School. Then you earned your undergraduate and master's degree at Duquesne University. What makes Catholic schools so special?
Well, I think there's many aspects that make our Catholic school so special. Obviously, having our faith being at the front of everything that we do in school. So, you know, beginning every class period, every day with prayer, having Jesus Christ the center of everything we do in our classrooms. But our schools are also a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I think our small communities enable us to be able to get to know each other well, to connect outside the school day, and to be part of something greater than just school.
And that's very important. You know, it's not just, oh, my kids are getting an education. It's, I like that. Like you said, the family. It's
absolutely
a family.
It's
get the whole wholeness of the student and life, body, mind, and soul. Now, St. Teresa was Lisieux, who died at the age of 24 in 1897. She's widely known as the Little Flower. Tell us about her little way, and that is so popular with the young people because she's such a popular saint.
She absolutely is, and she is a wonderful role model for our students. You know, we say a prayer at the end of the school day every day. St. Therese, help us to believe as you did in God's great love for us so that we might imitate your little way each day. And our kids, you know, see the opportunities to be like St. Therese and little things, you know, a little child, a preschooler, a kindergartner, by caring for one another, by showing love to one another, really shows God's one other person. She's an awesome role model. You know, one of our former pastors, Father Terry O'Connor, used to always comment at masses.
Okay.
You know, comment at our school masses that, you know, not a lot of parishes and schools have saints where they have photographs of their saint. I mean, it's just, she's so real to them. And being her popularity, you know, we celebrate her feast day very, very largely every October 1st. And the kids get a really good opportunity to get to know her and be able to see that she's someone that they could follow.
Yeah, and I have a statue of her in one of my three churches. I'm at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg, and at the St. Bede campus. There's a nice statue in the back, and there's always flowers there.
Yes.
And it's people really gravitate
because
she's like a modern-day saint and one of the most popular ones, and that's nice how the kids can have that interaction.
They really can build that connection.
Yeah, absolutely, every October 1st. Now, you emphasize the social teachings of the Catholic Church and the sacredness of everyone, and social teaching is very near and dear to my heart, too. How do you live that in the classroom and also through service? Because that's so important.
Well, one of the things that we've been striving to do more of at St. Therese is service learning, where our kids learn who and what they're benefiting by their acts of charity. You know, we can do a canned good drive and you know, stack the canned goods and come up with all types of educational ways to track that. But when they see the reality that those canned goods are going to feed people right within our own parish grouping, right within our own food bank, or the support that they're giving for some of the senior citizens and the shut-ins within our parish and within the St. Therese Plaza high-rise that's on our campus, it's putting a real connection with that. It's helping our kids see that their service is not something that's just done in a bubble, but it's helping people that they may encounter every day, maybe helping people that are within their own parish, within their own lives that they see.
Now, your school has been growing over the recent years, and as you welcome families from neighboring Catholic schools that have closed, and we know that there have been changes throughout the entire diocese with groupings of parishes and also schools because of the population shifting. How is that transition going? Because you're in a beautiful location there, right in the middle of the Mon Valley. You hit West Mifflin, Duquesne, Munhall, Homestead, even the city of Pittsburgh. So your school has actually been growing over the years with the regionalization taking place across the diocese.
We have been. We've had growth each of the last 2 years.
Good.
Some of the neighboring Catholic schools in our area unfortunately closed due to their enrollment challenges. And I believe we've done a great job welcoming in the new families. We've tried to be as supportive and helpful. It's truly a mourning process. You know, I've had parents in my office when they were touring the school crying, grieving, that their school, that in some of these cases, parents themselves attended, was no longer there. And so trying to be as supportive and welcoming, we've had over the last couple of years a number of get to know you events, shadow days for the students. We've tried to partner with the respective schools that have closed to help that transition academically and welcoming the students in, but also welcoming in the parents because it's a transition for them, helping these families feel a part of things and trying to build that bridge. Each year was a learning experience. There were things that we've identified through that process that we would have done a little differently, things that we've established as part of the process of welcoming in the new students that are now going to be a continuation. You know, some of our back-to-school events that we've done before school, we're going to do every year now.
Good.
To just help you know, build community, welcome people back, and start off a new school year, whether we're welcoming 40 students as we did this past year.
40, wow.
From the former St. Agnes School in West Mifflin, or whether we're welcoming, you know, 5 students that move into the Munhall area. We want to make everyone feel welcome.
And obviously, I've witnessed with the school consolidations in my assignments over the years, too. And obviously, it's never easy to close a school, but with the small enrollment and struggling, the quality of the education, and then when you see the kids transition to the new schools, which have been happening over the last several years, how the opportunities are there. And I think that's so important that you and your staff have been learning and tweaking the welcome mats
and seeing how
and
you know how the kids have integrated.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
sure.
Yesterday I was standing at the stairs, or this past week at the top of the stairs, watching our middle school change classes. You would not know which kids were there that just came
friends,
from St. Agnes,
right?
That came from, you know, St.
It's like they've always known each other.
You know, kids are resilient, and so they're able to make that adjustment. Sometimes easier than you know parents are, because their friendships are changing when the school's closed.
Right.
And as I said, you know, we're a family atmosphere, and that's a big part of their family is the school. And so to have to transition is difficult, but you know, we really tried to make it as easy as possible for families to help them seamlessly transition into school.
And just like you might have a buddy program with the kids, I'm sure there's some families that have like turned to like adopt a new family coming in, take them under the wing and kind of get to know social atmospheres even outside the classroom.
And I'm sure, you know, it's a small world and families know each other. Yeah. And so that's helped too.
And with your location right there in Munhall, and I'm familiar with that area because actually my cousins, Michael and Molly Dvorsky, are graduates of St. Teresa's School. They lived in Lincoln Place.
Yes.
And then when I worked for the Boy Scouts of America, West Mifflin, Duquesne, Munhall, Homestead was my territory that I ministered to when I served as in public relations and marketing. So it's a beautiful location.
It is.
You're real close to the Homestead Grays Bridge, 8th Avenue there in the main drag. So you can reach all points of the Monongahela River, plus West Mifflin, Duquesne, Munhall, Whittaker, Hayes, Lincoln Place. You're right, pretty much right in the center.
Really there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, John, academics are obviously important at St. Teresa's School. Tell our listeners about your recent success in the reading, science, and math.
Well, we've been making great strides academically over the last couple of years. We've always been a school that's known as, I think we have a reputation for being a strong reading school. But we've been participating actively with the Diocesan Reading Initiative. Mm. When we created our middle states goals, our accreditation goals a few years ago, we discovered that we were actually already at the point that the diocese wanted us to be at in terms of reading proficiency in the classroom. So we selected a goal area to advance that, to take our kids that we're seeing all of our students be at or above benchmark at each grade level, so that our emergent readers are ready to tackle upper grade activities and to be able to learn at a higher level. As far as math, math has been an area that we've continued to look to improve upon in our school. It's such a necessary skill. And so we've increased the task on time in our math program. So our kindergarten through fifth grade classes now have 1 hour of math instruction a day. That's allowed teachers to truly differentiate their instruction, to create more small groups, to utilize some of the data programs that we have that can really target specific needs. So that if a student is, say, very strong in fractions, but when it comes time to transition to decimals, sees a weakness, the teacher is able to pinpoint that and work with those small groups. And we're starting to really see the benefits of the fruits of our labor, so to speak, with that. In the last couple of years, we updated our science facilities. So we've put in a brand new science lab. About two and a half years ago now, our science curriculum now includes more integrated stream approaches. Mm-hmm. So one of our science teacher actually has designated stream periods for all of our students beginning in third grade, with our younger grade teachers integrating that into their science curriculum as well. So we've really made a stride to move forward in the 21st century skills that are so important. You know, we're graduating students that we have no idea what jobs they'll be doing because mm-hmm. they don't exist yet. Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to equip them with all the skills necessary.
So you have a whole good quality, even perspective with the reading, the science, and the math, and that's important. And,
absolutely.
And your school is definitely well known with the academics. It's always been high achievers and excellent. So that's good how you blend that. And it's important to keep a healthy balance. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End, Point Breeze in Wilkinsburg. And this morning on this Groundhog Sunday, we are featuring St. Therese School in Munhall. And with me this morning is John Kuniak, who is the principal. Now, right before the break, John, we were focusing, the last question was about the reading, science, and the math, the success. Now, technology is also vital. How has it advanced over the years at St. Therese?
Well, technology is something kids today are practically born with. Mm. It's so innate to them to use the technology. We've made some great strides over the last couple of years. Specifically, we initiated a one-to-one Chromebook program. So each student in our 6th, 7th, and 8th grade classes are issued a Chromebook that they typically keep with them throughout their remaining 3 years at St. Therese. And our teachers have done a fantastic job diving into Google Classroom. It's really been a great resource for teachers to be able to work with their students to support learners in a variety of capacities. And it gives parents a good opportunity to check in and see some of the things that are happening in the classroom as well. We have visions of extending that program. We haven't quite been able to do that yet, in part because of our enrollment increases have required some of the funds that we had allocated to continue to extend the Chromebooks to the lower grades. We've had to fill in with our increases in the middle school grades. But it's a hope that we can move that down to the intermediate grades as well. We are blessed with two beautiful computer labs at St. Therese that our students continually use. Our technology teachers work with students on skills from typing to coding to, again, kind of give them those 21st century skills that are so essential.
You need that. And technology is constantly changing.
It is. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah, and the kids know more than the adults.
Absolutely.
And I look at my seven nephews and just how they zip around with their cell phones and computers. But it's a necessity now and totally different from when you and I, obviously, were growing up. Now, involved parents partnering with the experienced and dedicated faculty at your school. Tell us how they both work together, because that's so crucial to have parents and the faculty integrated and working together.
Well, I've been at St. Therese now for 5 years, and when I first came to the school, one of the things that struck me initially was that family atmosphere that we talked about before, how much the parents are involved in the everyday aspects of the school, whether it's some of those necessities is helping to raise the funds that help keep our school strong, to volunteering in classrooms, supporting classroom initiatives that we have, helping with recess duty, those types of things. We have a dedicated group of parents, that operate our parent association. We also have a very large athletic association that is solely parent-driven. It's a volunteer organization where we have a core group of parents that are in that gym 7 nights a week.
That's incredible.
And, you know, athletics is an important part of school. I mean, it's where some of our children, where their biggest God-given abilities are and talents are. And so we want to have those opportunities available for everyone. We're blessed with a tremendous faculty who are truly dedicated to the mission of Catholic school education, who are, role models in faith as well as excellent teachers. And so when we have that partnership between parents and teachers, it's really fantastic to see how it comes together for the kids.
And that's so important, how the parents really take a vested interest in it. You need that. And like you said, with the athletic association, working with the faculty, it's a community event.
And it is.
And they help, the parents help the kids and the faculty, and it's one big nucleus that comes together. Now, you also have a strong support from your parishioners in your grouping. And your grouping is led by Father Dan Sweeney. And Father Sweeney, he's a great guy. He's
yes.
a funny guy. And I've known him a long time.
Yes.
How do the local parishioners support St. Therese School?
Well, you know, again, as I said, you know, I was struck when I came to St. Therese about the parish involvement. There's a legacy there of many families whose, we now have their grandchildren. And, you know, the children went to the school, and some of them,
there's
a lot of history there. And the parishioners at St. Therese really see the value of Catholic schools and keeping our parish school strong. Father Dan is an incredible supporter of Catholic education. We're blessed with three wonderful priests in our parish grouping who are very visible to our students. They're in the school constantly, whether it's walking through the cafeteria, visiting in classrooms, celebrating, of course, our weekly school masses. Father Dan has really emphasized the importance to the larger grouping now, our grouping 229, as we're known right now, has a parish school, and the importance of that. And parishioners from West Mifflin and Duquesne and Homestead are seeing that value and supporting us not just with some of the fundraisers that we do, but their presence at some of our events and their prayers and kind wishes for the strength of the school.
Yeah, and that's so important for the pastors. And I have a school with St. B,
yes.
plus Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy. In my grouping, we just merged to become St. Mary Magdalene. And in our bulletin with our new parish, we support both schools. And it's so important that as these groupings are coming together, it's no longer just one little parish school anymore. It's the whole grouping coming together and the regionalization, making a community effort. So when other people from the other communities have a vested interest, say, this is our school, and you support their fundraisers, go to the different activities, and having the kids coming from all the different communities, it becomes a new family, and that really helps the grouping.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what Father Dan says all the time. This is our school.
Yeah, it's no longer just we're really St. Teresa Munhall, but it's the whole grouping.
And we're really appreciative of all the support that we receive.
And that's important that the parishioners get involved too. Now, St. Teresa School is part of the new Pittsburgh East Regional Catholic Elementary Schools, and a board of clergy and lay leaders help to make the decisions. What are your hopes for the regionalization?
The regionalization is helping to make our school stronger, and we already see that in the Pittsburgh East with how under the leadership of Joe Rossi, our regional administrator, he is a great guy. It's great to have a resource, people to go to him right away, to be able to get some support whenever there's a need. He's always back to us with an answer real quick. And it's nice to just have the group of principals in the East to kind of share ideas, share concerns, bounce some things off each other. I know there's a great vision for where we'll be going as a region. Mm-hmm. You know, as we say in our mission statement in our school, that our goal is to help our students see their calling within the world and within the church. And I really believe that we have in our classrooms the future of the Catholic Church. It's so necessary for regionalization to be successful, to help build up our schools so that we can continue to grow the church into the 21st century and beyond.
Now, you encourage your students to use their God-given gifts in the best of their abilities. How do you challenge those who need a push or to help others with a need, with a lending hand?
Yeah, we've made major strides in differentiation with small group instruction, both in our reading classes and our math classes, so that teachers have the opportunity to work individually with students. We've seen growth over the last couple of years, but our class sizes are manageable to that level. The teachers get to know the individual needs of their students. You know, you can't just challenge a student by giving them extra work. It's helping them apply some of those higher level skills. And we've really worked at that. Our Catholic schools, I think across the board, but St. Teresa in particular, we do a great job at meeting all of the needs of our learners, whether they be students at the high end, whether they be students in the middle, or whether they be students in the low end.
Bring them all in, yeah. Now, families who are tuning in this morning, learning a little bit more about St. Teresa School in Munhall, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, a great place to start is our website. We just finished a complete update of our website. So it's a long one. It's stteresschoolmunhall.org. Therese is T-H-E-R-E-S-E. There's a great wealth of information on there. You know, we encourage families that are interested in learning more about the school and possibly enrolling in the school to come for a visit. The school office can be reached at 412-462-8163. And we have tours available. We always recommend those during the school day to see things in action, but we can always make evening tours available as well.
And I think that's good to come in, walk the halls, see the faculty,
see how
the
things
staff,
move.
Students, and shadow a day that
Absolutely.
Kids can come in and you know, kind of get like a test drive, as I say. It's like shopping for a car, you know, learn and integrate with that. Joan Kuniak, the principal of St. Teresa Munhall, thank you for being with us
this
morning.
Thank you, Father.
We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring a discernment group for men ages 18 to 40. It will be held coming up on Sunday, March the 1st, out at St. Paul's Seminary in Crafton. Starts at 9:30 a.m. There'll be mass, brunch, a discussion, and adoration. So men ages 18 to 40, and maybe you made some New Year's resolutions, and this now we're in the middle of the winter season, trying to figure out, what do I want to do with my life? Where is God calling me? Men ages 18 to 40. There's going to be a nice little discernment retreat day, Sunday, March the 1st. So that's in a couple weeks, 9:30 a.m., St. Paul's Seminary. That's located on Noblestown Road in the Greentree, Crafton area of the city of Pittsburgh. Have mass, brunch, discussion, and adoration. If you're interested, you can visit pghpriest.com. That's pghpriest.com, pittsburghpriest.com, to register. Sunday, March the 1st, 9:30 a.m., St. Paul's Seminary, a discernment group for men ages 18 to 40. It's sponsored by the St. Joseph's Guild. We'll see you there, St. Paul's Seminary, Sunday, March the 1st at 9:30 at St. Paul's Seminary.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.